Well, hello everyone. Welcome to our podcast. I'm Lana.
And I'm Riley.
And we're going to be discussing a topic that is related to the Civil War.
Should Confederate statues be removed or not?
Now, I think that they totally should be removed and destroyed for many obvious reasons. First of all, the Confederacy stood for slavery, which should automatically be a red flag. And those who have fought for the Confederacy also fought for slavery, and they should not be honored or praised at all. And some people might say that these statues are preserving history. Putting up statues of people who fought for slavery doesn't preserve history. It literally praises them and makes them seem important or good.
Yeah, I agree. People who disagree with this, though, always say that if we're going to tear these statues down because of what they stand for, we should tear down other historic monuments like the Egyptian pyramids or the Colosseum because they are built by slaves. And I think that the statues are a lot different. Because back when slavery was a thing, almost everything that involved labor was usually done by slaves. These statues were put up in the name of white supremacy by white supremacists. It has a lot to do with symbolism of the structure and what message it's conveying. And those statues bring a very hateful message across, and it's not erasing history by taking them down. People of all ages, in or out of school, will continue to learn about the disgusting acts of those generals glorified in the monuments. Whereas the Colosseum and Egyptian pyramids' involvement with slavery, even though the involvement is still wrong, it's not the same as people are trying to accomplish by taking these statues down.
I totally agree with you. Structures like the Great Pyramid of Giza and the Colosseum don't represent slavery. Yes, they were built by slaves, but like you just said, it's not the same thing as a statue of someone who fought for the Confederacy.
Yeah, and like the reason and meaning behind the statues alone should be enough to have them taken down. But in South Carolina, a guy named Dylann Roof, who's a very, very supportive of the Confederacy, massacred nine black people who were attending church.
I heard about that. What's happening now with the people defending the statue is terrible. They have protested armed multiple times, not to mention one of the protesters is a former KKK leader. Protesters using slurs. And something that doesn't make sense is that historically, the Confederacy backstabbed the Union and were traitors. And the people who want to preserve those statues, they call themselves patriots, which is very hypocritical. It just goes to show exactly why it needs to be taken down.
I agree.
And that concludes the podcast. Me and Riley definitely think that these monuments should be taken down 100%.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, bye everyone. Thank you all for listening to our podcast. It really means a lot to us.